Ages ago, Czech winemakers embraced St. Martin's Day as befitting festival to uncork the season's first wine. The nation's brewers only recently followed suit, seizing on St. Wenceslas Day to celebrate and showcase their tipples. That red letter day is now the peak of a week-long national celebration, the Days of Czech Beer. Brian Kennedy has more.
Václav I, or Good King Wenceslas, as he is known in the West, was only a duke when martyred by his brother, Boleslav the Cruel, in the year 935. In death, though, he would be posthumously made a king by the Holy Roman Emperor, Otto I, and became the patron saint of Bohemia. St. Wenceslas Day, the 28th of September, is a national holiday celebrating Václav I's legacy of helping unify Bohemia. But he is also considered the patron saint of beer. Bohemian hops was so valuable in his day, he decreed anyone caught exporting cuttings be put to death. The Union of Breweries and Malt Houses established the Days of Czech Beer Festival in his honor 7 years ago. Its members are having special tours of their breweries, tastings, and contests all week. Executive Director Martina Ferencová says it's a great opportunity for brewers to roll out new tipples.
We certainly have a reason to celebrate. We make the best beer in the world. People enjoy the tastings, and all this week pubs will be offering St. Wenceslas specials.
Budějovické Budvar, the original Budweiser and a leading exporter, this year is featuring the unfiltered Budvar 33, so named for its degree of bitterness, thanks to extra Czech hops called Agnus. Others, such as the Staré Kolín microbrewery, are offering limited batches of dark, flavored, or especially strong beers, many named after St. Wenceslas. But while there's reason to celebrate, there's also some cause for concern. Ever since 2009, Czechs have been drinking more beer at home. While that's fine for sales, the festival aims in part to get people back in the pubs, a traditional focus of Czech culture, says Ms. Ferencová.
For the beer industry and pubs and restaurants in particular, it's great news if people are drinking more draft beer instead of bottled beer and meeting more often in public places.
Czechs are among the world's leading beer drinkers, though wine and mixed drinks have made inroads since 1989. Exports are taking up the slack, with a record 5.16 million hectoliters of beer sold abroad last year, according to Ms. Ferencová. Big Czech brewers have tried to counter the domestic trend by introducing branded restaurants, offering high-quality food, along with a wider variety of beer on tap. But for microbrewers, festivals such as Days of Czech Beer are key to cracking the market. One can imagine more than a few prayers, and not just toast to St. Wenceslas, will be in the air this week.